Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
I welcome you all to our Parsha class. This is a big week. First of all, it's Erev Shabbos. The Parsha is Naso. Today is Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month of Sivan, which means that Shavuos, the holiday of the giving of the Torah, is just 5 days away. Tuesday evening, we will begin the holiday of Shavuos. And Shavuos marks the anniversary of the giving of the Torah. And since we know from our basics class that holidays are not just commemorative, they are reliving, so we will be given the opportunity to receive the Torah on this holiday. Now, on one hand, I would like to continue on our path of basics. Last week, we started the book of Bamidbar and suggested that Bamidbar specializes in basics about people. And we learned last week from the counting and from the raising the head of each member, we learned from various sources just how important we are, that every single person is like a king, and their opinion matters, and they should be given tremendous importance by one another, particularly our parents, by the way. My mother received the CD that was dedicated to her, and she loved it. And my father's is now ready to be mailed. God willing, he'll get his too. But thank you, really, all of you, for this opportunity to honor them in that way. And I learned a lot from it. So we want to go on to the next step of basics of people. And also, we want to make note of the fact that it is almost Shavuos. I have somewhat of an urgent message to deliver today, just thinking everything through. And aside from our basics course, I would hopefully be able to express that urgent message in a proper way, because I think we need to be reminded of it. It's not a preaching message, it's a self-realization for all of us kind of message. So all that is, God willing, for today. All right, so we're great. We're kings, we're important. Don't get too complacent here, because we have to find our place in Judaism. We have to find our place in the community, both figuratively and literally. And if we don't find our place, then we can easily find ourselves out of the camp. Parshas Naso is all about the camp. Last week, Bamidbar outlines how the camps are set up, who in camps where. There's a grid, there's a tabernacle in the middle, there are Kohanim and Leviim around, and then there are the 12 tribes around them, three on a side in a certain formation, a certain order. That comprises the camp of Israel. And Naso is all about staying in that camp. We have a paragraph in chapter 5, beginning of chapter 5, page 751, in the Stone Chumash. Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the children of Israel that they shall expel from the camp everyone with tzaras, impurity from leprosy, everyone who has had a zavi mission, everyone contaminated by human corpse. Male and female alike shall you expel to the outside of the camp, so that they should not contaminate their camps among which I dwell." And the Jews fulfilled this. We have to stay in the camp. The Sota wife, she acted inappropriately to her husband. She's not just expelled from the camp. She may be expelled from life, because we cannot have people that contaminate the camp. Nazirite, if a person feels himself slipping, in danger of losing his footing spiritually, he is given a course for rejuvenation. Go take some super meds and build yourself back up again and become a solid individual and stay in the camp. And after everything, we need Hashem's blessing. We need Hashem's grace We have the priestly blessing right after Sota and Nazir. Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmarecha. May Hashem bless you and protect you. Yo'er Hashem ponav elecha v'chunecha. May Hashem illuminate His countenance for you and be gracious to you. May Hashem lift His countenance to you and establish peace. We need God's blessing in order to just to survive, to make it. Life is precarious, especially life with God. God is in our midst. And you know what? This is just for starters. Later on in the Torah, and we actually learned about that in, when we get to Israel, we have to make sure that the camp remains intact, let alone the individuals that wander. We could lose our whole camp. We could be expelled as a nation from the land of Israel, like we spoke about in Bechukosai. So the existence of the camp entirely and us individuals vis-a-vis that camp is precarious. And that is life. So on a basic level, we have to discuss this. We have to discuss, we've got the Torah. We know what the Torah is. Who are we? How do we find our place? And how do we stay in that place? This is a basic question of Jewish survival. Basic topic. How do we stay in the camp? How do we find the camp? And how do we stay in the camp? Machaneh. It's the same word for what you do in the summertime where you go to summer camp and have fun. I have to pause for a second because I left a very, very important book in the other room. And this is a book on Chanukah. This, you've heard me before read from this. As far as I'm concerned, there is a page and two pages in here that everyone must know about people and about what it means to be in the camp, to find oneself in the camp, and to stay in the camp. People are very complex, and we are complex because we possess a dichotomy. Rabbi Matthias Weinberg, I think, says it great, and we all have to know this and review it, which we do. This is called A Soul Divided. It's on page 94 of the book Patterns in Time on the Holiday of Hanukkah by Rabbi Matthias Yoel Weinberg. Within every individual reposes a dichotomy which is constantly present to a greater or lesser degree, but which is a hallmark of the period of adolescence. That means the dichotomy of the two elements is most pronounced and most agitated during adolescence. On the one hand, we are driven to discover ourselves as individuals. We long to know what makes us different, how we can best express our special selves. We search for identity. We are driven toward personal freedom, towards youthful abandon and unrestricted relationships, to a celebration of the expression of individual life within a dynamic and physical Olam Hazeh. That means, to put it in the vernacular, we are our own person, individual. The word prat comes into play here. Prat, the piece, the part, the individual. We have another drive, no less powerful. We seek to relate and to identify with the source and the goal of life. We desire meaning and significance through relationship with the eternal, through the transcendence of self. This is a drive which demands acknowledgement of reality and assumption of responsibility. These opposing aspirations are symptomatic of the duality of each human being who is both individual and part of a deeper whole. Each person is part of a klal, with a neshama taken from the totality of the Kisei HaKavod, the heavenly throne. Each individual destiny is bound up in the history of all creation and its goals. Yet each person must serve an individual purpose and have a particular moment and place and consciousness. Each individual, each inherits a universe of his own. We are affected by this duality not only in passions, but even in the cold analysis of questions, of priorities, balancing our responsibilities to ourselves and to others, weighing deliberation against spontaneity, juggling the many contradictory affinities within us. And we are easily led astray into loss of a delicate and subtle balance. Is that an incredible piece of writing? Mm-hmm. So the first step in finding our place is knowing who we are. And this is appropriate for Bamidbar, the the book of people. We have to know who we are. We are both. And in order to find our place, we have to utilize both of these characteristics, both of these identities. We have to be a unique individual. We have to feel the power of a person who says, I'm my own person. And at the same time, we have to seek to attach ourselves to that greater whole, that greater community, that greater ideal, that greater belief. I'm not my own just to be on my own. I'm on my own because I have to find my way to that klal. And why that's so important today is because it is so easy to get lost in either direction. I can just sit idly by and let the world go by and not take any initiative, and I will be lost. Or I can be so individualized that I find myself somewhere in outer space and I'm lost. I have a good friend that I study with the Parsha every other week, and I usually tell him some of the thoughts I'm going to share with you. And he told me, his name is Alan Smirin, and usually he has some personal episode or something to share that's relevant to what we're studying. So when we talked about this yesterday, actually, he said to me, he's an individual who grew up in Atlanta, not Orthodox, not affiliated with an Orthodox shul. Maybe he went with his grandfather as a young boy. Religion was not high on his list when he was younger. He's about 60 years old now. And various things happened in life. He became spiritually awakened. He had a conversation with God. God was very good to him. He was blessed with his only child when he was about, I guess, 50 or close to 50. And this child is now being raised in a Jewish day school and is about to have his bar mitzvah in a few months. And this man and his family are lit with the light of Torah now. They still have a ways to go. But he said to me the following. He said, you know, he heard about classes that were being offered, I think through the Kollel, maybe Rabbi Friedman. And he said, you know, people like to go to do things. They like to try things, but they like to do it with a friend. You know, when it's new, when it's unfamiliar, you kind of feel afraid to go by yourself. I'll go if I have a friend. If I have a friend to go to the class with me, I will. A lot of people think that way. And he says, if he would have waited for his friends, he would not be here today. So he had to pick himself up and say, I'm not waiting for nobody. I am going to be an individual. I'm going to be my own person in the sense of I'm going to take responsibility for my own spiritual life. At the same time, what did he do with that individuality? He ran to the community. He ran to find the klal. What is this Torah that everybody's studying? Who are these people? Who are these religious people? That's where I have to go. Do you see how both the individual aspect of our being and the communal aspect of our being are vital? If he wouldn't have had the individual, he wouldn't have moved. If he wouldn't have sought the communal, he would be doing still what he was doing for his life. This is the answer to the problem of finding our place. We have to use everything we've got. And here is where I want to make my urgent message. Because, my dear friends, you know as well as I do, I'm the one that's becoming more aware of it as I get older. We are all in danger. We are all in danger of losing our place. Our community is in danger. And we as individuals are in danger of being part of that community. Biblically speaking, we spoke a few weeks ago, we are living in the time of Hester Panim, of the hidden face. God is not manifest. That Hester Panim, that hiddenness, is getting hiddener and hiddener. And we learn from my Rebbe, Rav Auerbach, may he live and be well, that Hashem only appears to those who seek Him. That means if you don't seek Him, you're not going to find Him. You're only going to seek Him if you call upon your individuality to take that initiative. Don't wait for somebody else. You're only going to find Him if we call upon that klal drive to find out what it is that we should be attaching ourselves to. But if we don't seek God, we are not going to find Him. We are living in a time which is dangerous for everybody, for those who are not connected and for those who are connected. There is so much hiddenness of spirituality, there is so much, such a thick veil of materialism and a void of spirituality, that if we don't constantly move, we are just going to be swallowed up. And it doesn't matter if you were raised religious or not. Rabbi Deutsch, who's now doing national oversight of Kiruv in universities, and their mandate, as it has been for the last 20 or 30 years, which is to reach out to the unaffiliated, he's coming to the stark realization that one of the greatest, and Dr. Fisher can attest, one of the greatest fears out there is Orthodox kids who are going to universities and becoming irreligious and losing it. It used to be that everybody was safe. It used to be that if you were Orthodox, you were on safe street. You're in the safety zone. You didn't have to worry about intermarriage. We didn't have to worry about Shabbos or Kashrus. There's nothing safe anymore. Even in the isolated communities, the more cloistered, the more sheltered environments, they're having trouble with kids. Marriages are under attack. It's literally not safe. It's not safe any more than the voodoo cemetery in New Orleans. We are living in a precarious time. And therefore, the only way we can stay in the camp is to pull out the throttle and use our kochos, our individual kochos, not to be complacent, not to rely on the community, not to rely on our friends, and our communal kochos, attach ourselves. When we were doing The Road Back, the very beginning of the book, he has these quotes. This was that book written in the 80s. Describing a Jew's return. Let's listen to this. I mean, it's scary. At the end of days, before this is a comment from a Hasidic rabbi, Rabbi Yisrael Friedman of Rizhin, who lived in Russia between 1797 and 1850. At the end of days, before the coming of the Mashiach, God shall take a string of faith, and stretch it around the world. Sounds good, right? It's a string. Many a man will attempt to grab that string and to hang on to it. However, God will appoint two angels to hold the string at both ends, instructing them to shake it violently as the days of the Mashiach near. It will become increasingly difficult to maintain a grasp on the string. And as the years go by, many, many will slip and fall. I'm telling you this, my brother, so that those living at that time will know and take heed. Russia in the early 1800s. The time is here. We have to hold on for dear life. And we have to be individuals, and we have to be communal. Rabbi Itamar Schwartz was here this week, and he's a renowned author from Israel. He's a young man, but he is a great, great scholar, and he's written books. And his message is, you have to become spiritual. You have to look inside and develop that self-awareness inside of us. We're not just bodies. We are spirits. We have souls. And we have to find that space within us. And somebody said, how do you do that? I mean, he's written books on this, and they're in English. Know Yourself. What are his books called? He's Israeli, but they've been translated. Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, Building a Sanctuary in the Heart. Jewish Torah spirituality, and people said he's a little advanced, I think, for most of us. His presentation is very advanced, but people said, well, how do we do it? He says we have to study Torah, we have to engage in Cheshbon HaNefesh, in, as we've spoken many times, self-evaluation, thinking, be alone with ourselves, find our spirituality. Rav Yerucham Levavit says studying Torah, amelus batorah, does not only mean studying the Talmud. It means working hard to connect with the Torah. He says, Joshua, got to be the successor and the chief receiver of the tradition for Moshe. Why? Because he set up the benches in the study hall. And so Torah was given to him as a gift. Torah can be given to anyone who cares. That's what we have to work. We have to care. We have to be concerned for Torah. We have to be concerned for ourselves, for our communities. We have to be concerned for this danger. We have to do what we can to strengthen ourselves, to strengthen others, to strengthen our communities. Everyone counts. It's dangerous out there. So this, I think, is a message for us to hold in hand and as we approach Shavuos. Shavuos is the receiving of the Torah. Our receiving of the Torah nowadays, I think, must be predicated on the fact that we have to receive and acknowledge and affirm that the reality is that we need the Torah and we need our own personal strength to hold on to the Torah in order to stay in the camp and in order for the camp to remain. This is what receiving the Torah has to include. We have to somehow find the identity within ourselves that the true reality is not what it seems. Our reality is Hashem is hidden. We've got to find Him. We have to hold on to the Torah. We have to toil in the Torah in order to hang on to God, in order to hang on for dear life. Our lives really depend on it. This is our Kabbalah Satorah, the receiving of the Torah that we have to take with us this year for Shavuos. And thank you for listening. Shkayach, good Shabbos.